Goolsey here. Welcome to the Pledge Talk online mini course, where you are going to learn a how-to for when communication really matters. Remember how we said that there are literally countless moments in conversations when we stand at a crossroads. If we say the right thing, we breathe a sigh of relief as the conversation continues in a good direction. Say the wrong thing and, ooh, no telling where things might end up. Yesterday, we talked about how important it is to practice pausing at the critical moments when what we say really matters. This is the second of six videos where I will teach you the second step of Pledge Talk. It is the L in Pledge and stands for listening. Think with me once again in the context of relational tension or a conflict. Something happens, emotions rise, and if we're not intentional about communicating in a healthy way, things will go quickly from bad to worse. Someone needs to hit that pause button right now to dial down, start thinking straight, and remind ourselves of our pledge to value others higher than ourselves. Then, when we are ready to come back to the table, to begin the process of working through the conflict, one person has to be the first to volunteer to listen. That's the second step. The conversation begins, and before long, words are spoken that become like barbs that hurt. Tones are used in what feels like an attack. And we listen only long enough to build up our line of defense. As soon as the one speaking takes a breath, we're in. Of course, the problem simply worsens at this point. The person who now has, in essence, been forced into the listening mode only does the same thing. They listen just long enough to build up their defense. And as soon as they are ready, they barge in with what they have to say. From this point, if both are escalators, emotions continue to rise, words continue to fly, and the relationship is damaged. If, on the other hand, one or the other shies away from harsh words and tones, they tend to shut down and pull away. This experience also damages relationships. What can we do differently? Merriam-Webster defines listening this way. It is paying attention in order to hear and consider seriously. If we are to value others above ourselves when listening, we must listen in this way. We must pay attention to what is said in order to truly hear the heart of what they are saying, so we can seriously consider it. In short, we must listen to genuinely understand and not defend. That means when your coworker says, "You always do that," you have to practice dodgeball and just let that "always" word fly by. Or duck! Don't let it hit you in the head. Or when you hear that tone which causes you to want to fight, you have to shake it off so that you can stay listening. And so you can keep paying attention to what your coworker is saying, to genuinely hear their heart, and then seriously consider what they say. Think of it in another way. Wives, when you're talking to your husband and he suddenly shuts down, something just happened. If you ask him what, and he begins to tell you, pause and listen. Don't interrupt. Don't defend. Don't tell him he's wrong and you didn't mean it that way. Just listen. Pay attention to what he says in order to hear his heart. And then seriously consider it. Remember what I experienced when my daughter told me she felt like I had treated her more like a child than an adult? I wanted to tell her she was wrong, that she had misinterpreted my email. I was only trying to help. But I knew that would shut her down. So I put my mouth and my brain on pause to dial down my emotions, get the rational part of my brain back online, and shift my heart into the position once again of valuing her above myself. I knew I had to listen. So I quickly readjusted my ears to pay attention to what she was saying, so I could hear her heart and seriously consider what she was saying. Rather than defending myself, the next words out of my mouth were something like, "Huh, you felt like I was treating you like a child. How so, honey? How did I make you feel that way? Tell me some more." I sought not only to hear and consider seriously what she was saying, I was intentional about drawing her out, to hear everything I could about how I had made her feel. I wanted to listen in order to understand, not defend. Even more so, I wanted her to have the experience of a dad who really listened. So in the future, she would feel free to talk with me about anything that was on her heart. You see, there's nothing more important on earth than relationships. And there's no relationship here on earth more important to me than my wife and my kids. Because of that, I will demonstrate to them again and again, to the best of my ability, that when I relate to them, I value them above myself. Okay, here's your challenge for today. Practice listening. Genuine listening everywhere you go. With family members, with friends and coworkers, with your boss, with your neighbor, and even that cashier as you walk through the line at the grocery store. Practice listening to everyone. Pay attention to what they are saying so you can hear their heart and seriously consider what they are saying. And if you find yourself in the midst of a tense moment or even a full-blown conflict, be absolutely sure you pause and then work at listen to genuinely understand and not defend. See you tomorrow with a third of 6 steps in the Pledge Talk process.